Hello, and welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, Episode 8. I'm here with Liz Calloway, and she's laughing at me too, just like Judy Blazer did when we opened that show, because it's so silly, because we're sitting in my music room, and like face-to-face, eating the mic from either side. But I just want to stop all that and say, what a dream come true it is to be sitting in my music room with Liz Calloway. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Jeff. This is very odd. For those of you listening to this, we are so close to the microphones, and there's this big screen in front, so it's almost like you're, imagine talking like right into a wall. It's like really relaxing.
Well, it's like I'm in jail and you're talking to me through through the window.
Nice. It's very nice. I think you need a studio audience, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Somebody was saying to me the other day that my podcast sound like NPR, which I just thought was the greatest
oh,
compliment.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
So anyway, I need to, can I just drool all over you for a little while?
Well, I hope so. I wouldn't do this unless you would for a while. Okay, I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Go ahead.
All right, I'll start my Liz Calloway praise monologue. No, I'm sure, I know you worked before you did Baby, but for many people, including me, that Baby Cast album was my first exposure to you, and it just blew my head off. And I said this, Liz and I did a concert in Chicago a few months ago, and I said this, and I completely stand behind it. Your performance, and I didn't see you in the show, but your performance on that album raised the bar for singing on Broadway. Literally,
so nice.
People have to sing better because of you.
Thanks.
Sure.
So, I don't know what to say. That's so sweet.
Well,
though.
It's
so
I really
you.
Believe that.
Thank you're, you. Well, I had good music to sing too, though. I have to say,
yes.
I had great songs. So some of it was the songs themselves were incredible.
They are incredible,
But go on.
Okay, I would like to go on. No, because there's been so many performances. There have been so many performances that I've loved. Because right when I came to New York, I saw you in Brownstone, which was great. Wow. You were great in that. And sang that beautiful song, which I know you recorded on
right,
one of your albums.
Right, Since You Stay Here.
Gorgeous. And your recording career needs to be mentioned, too, because... And the films, Anastasia, which I sang a little bit on.
Yeah.
But you sound so amazing in those movies. Who wouldn't want their characters to sound like you?
Oh, my God. You know, it's amazing. I was just recently in Ohio, and the weekend before I was in California, and it is amazing how everyone knows Anastasia. It's
really
just,
the kids?
Oh, and the adults.
Really?
And like, yeah, it's incredible how many people know that. And I loved that whole process. That was like a 2-year process.
Really?
And I love Lynn and Steve and their music.
Me too.
And that was one of my favorite experiences.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And then I'm leaving out a lot of your Broadway stuff too. I mean, Cats and Miss Saigon and Look of Love most recently. Was that your most recent?
Yeah.
And of course, your huge concert career, which I got to be a little part of this October.
We had fun.
Oh my God, I had the best time. Liz and I did a concert. It was an ASCAP cabaret concert for the Chicago Humanities Festival. And you were home. You're from there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm from there. So my dad was in the audience.
Yes,
so
I met him. He was so nice. And we just had the best time. And we actually sang the song there that we are singing today on this podcast.
And I have to say, the first time, though, I met Jeff, we did some demos together years ago for a show called The Molly Maguires.
Right, by a friend of mine, Sid Cherry, who, from the BMI workshop.
Right, and my husband, Dan, had been directing the workshops of it. And I remember before he got involved, I think you did the demo before Dan got involved. And I remember, who is this guy? He has the most beautiful voice. And then we did a little bit of singing together, but not a whole lot for the demo. And then suddenly I'm hearing about, Jeff Blumenkrantz, the writer. And I'm like, yeah, he writes? I had no idea that you're like this brilliant writer and just one of my favorite people to sing with. It just,
oh,
I love singing
God.
With you.
Do you know what that means to me? Do you know,
is
like,
this like gross? I love you. No, I love you.
All these podcasts are like, no, all these podcasts are love fest, but I'm not ashamed. I can't believe you just said that.
No, but I'm just shocked at the way you can write, because that's something I've kind of thought about trying to write. Maybe someday I will. And maybe I'll premiere my song on your podcast number 97.
I want to sing it with you.
But I would really like to someday write, but it's very inspiring to me to see someone I know write so beautifully. I don't think I could ever do anything like that. But what a gift. So.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Really. You're really good.
Jeez, Liz. So, you're my head is exploding again.
You didn't have the decaf mango Ceylan tea I asked for when I got here, but... I deal with the disappointments okay because of your beautiful talent.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, my gosh. So we're going to sing this song, Recuerdo. And I have to tell you one other thing about this, about singing it with Liz. And you have to know, Liz, that you are the most brilliant person to share a song with. So, oh, I'm dying. I'm dying over here. But Liz graciously agreed to sing this duet with me in this concert. And... we never got a chance to rehearse it in New York. So we're literally in Chicago, and it's the day of the concert, and we haven't sung it yet.
And you were a little nervous. I was fine about it, but you were nervous.
I wasn't nervous. It wasn't that I was nervous, because I know what an immaculate singer and musician you are. But it really blew me away when we sat down to sing it once. We sang it once before the show, and it literally was perfection. It could have been the show. It was, you're flawless.
Wow.
Well, and everyone's going to get to hear that in a second. So here, this is a setting of an Edna St. Vincent Millay poem called Recuerdo. And here's Liz Calloway and myself singing Recuerdo.
We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry.
It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable.
But we looked into a fire. We leaned across a table. We had bought.
Oh, Liz, the absolute purity of your voice, it just blows me away every time. I can't get over it.
Well, that's a really exquisite song, so it's a pleasure. It's so nice to sing a beautiful song like that with you. It really is.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is.
Well, anytime.
Okay. Okay.
I will literally, if you ever want to sing that with
me. Write me a show.
I would love to write
you
your show.
You heard it here.
Somebody give me an idea to write a show for Liz Calloway, and I will write it in
That'd
1 second. I literally would write it in 1 second.
Well, I'd like you to put a little more time into
it. No, it'd be the 1 second show. what's going on? What do you want to talk about? What's coming up for you?
Well, let's see. Spring training is coming up soon. You know how I love baseball.
Are you really a baseball freak?
I warned you that I would be spunky in this, didn't I?
I love your spunk.
I love baseball, yes. I'm a big sports fan. Just got through the Australian Open. Now I have a little lull in the sporting season until the baseball season starts. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't know anything.
You just say whatever you need to say.
I understand you're a wonderful football player, Jeff.
Oh my God! I just told her a story. As she was walking in my door, it would take too long to set it up. Skip it.
Okay, but it was hilarious.
Thank you.
I am doing a number of things. On Thursday night, I'm doing something at Symphony Space. I'm learning a bunch of new songs, a couple songs by Vernon Duke.
Yeah.
Doing a duet with Ron Raines, and then I'm going to sing a song, Jason Robert Brown's song from the last 5 years that I've never done before, which is exciting and scary. And I've been doing a lot of concerts, so I'm traveling all over the place.
Wait, I want to go back. I wanted to mention that concert is on February 2nd at Symphony Space.
Oh, right.
8 o'clock, right?
7:30.
Oh, it's 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a really great
it's
program.
Really,
it's kind
Rebecca
of like
Luker's there.
Yeah.
And Darius DeHaas. It's a great.
And it's like Broadway / classical. It's like where Broadway composers get classical. Isn't
that
the idea?
Yeah. No, it sounds really neat. I would like to be in the audience of it.
Well, you should jump
out
when you're not.
Yeah, I will jump in. Yeah. I think I will. But I'm keeping busy. You know, I'd love to do a new show. But in the meantime, I have a great time going all over the country. I was just in Ohio singing, doing a show and a master class for students at a college, and I love doing that. It's fun. It's a whole different animal doing concerts and stuff. And I'd love to do a new album, so I'm kind of looking for ideas for that. So it's time. So hopefully we'll have a new product sometime later this year, I'm hoping.
Excellent.
Yeah. Perhaps a song by Jeff Blumenkrantz.
Anything you want, anytime, anywhere.
Any key?
Any key, and I'll rewrite it for you if you have a problem with something. No, Liz, I'm such a huge fan, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate your coming to my house and singing.
Oh, it's nice, and thank you for the tea.
You're
even
welcome.
Even though it's not decaf mango ceylon, the mint was fabulous.
I see, I bragged. I bragged that I could serve Liz any flavored caffeine quotient tea that she wanted, and I failed her.
But that's okay. I still had a good time.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. And this is Liz and Jeff signing off episode 8. So long.
Bye.